们每个主日来到教会呢，是要传讲主的话。
Every Lord's Day when we come to church, we want to preach God's word.
所以我们要按照神的话语，然后跟大家解释主的话语、主的意思。
Therefore, we want to explain to you in accordance to the word of God what is God's will.
所以我们注章注节的按照圣经不断的来解释跟教导。
And that's why we explain and teach the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse.
我们现在已经来到了提摩太后书第三章，我们要从第十节读到第十七节。
And we shall read from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 to 17.
提摩太后书三章第十节说，但你已经服从了我的教训，品行志向，信心，宽容，爱心，忍耐，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难，我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来。不但如此，凡立志在基督里，凡立志在耶稣基督里敬虔度日，也要受逼迫。只是作恶的和迷惑人的，必越久越恶。他欺哄人，也被人欺哄。但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为知道你是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。从圣经都是神所默示的，以教训、度责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益处的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
2 Timothy 3:10. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured. Yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and impostors will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with these sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work.
这段圣经在讲什么呢？
What is this passage talking about?
你看第你的圣经第十节。
Look at verse 10 in your Bibles.
但是
However,
所以你看到说，但是你服从了我的教训，或者但是你跟从了我的教训。
You, however, have followed my teaching.
所以这个什么，为什么在这个时候讲到保罗说你提摩太跟从我的教训呢？他的背景是什么呢？
Why did Paul suddenly tell Timothy that you have followed my teaching? What is the background?
所以他的背景就是在第三章第一节到第十第九节。
And the background is found in chapter 3, verses 1 to 9.
所以第三章第一节他说，你该知道末世有危险的日子要来，因为人要专顾自己，爱贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，放毒，背违背父母等等。
Verse 1 of chapter 3, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, etc.
所以这人要专顾，这个人是谁呢？为什么要指这些人，提起这些人呢？
And who does the word people in verse 2 refer to?
我们上个主日跟大家分享了，这个人呢，不是指众人，而是指假先知。
And in the last Lord's Day, we shared with everyone that this word people does not refer to everyone, but refers to false teachers.
你看第五节，因为他说这些人，这些假先知有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
And this is that the proof is in verse 5. Because these people, these false teachers, have the appearance of godliness but denies his power. Avoid such people.
要躲开这些人，外面好像基督徒，外面好像是这个圣徒，但是里面呢是根本背了这个敬虔的实意，要躲开这些人。
And we are to avoid these false teachers or false believers who just have an external outward appearance of godliness, but yet there is no inward reality.
如果这些人是指世界上所有的人，这样我们就离开所有世界上的人，我们根本就没有办法传福音。所以这里的人呢，是指那些假先知、假师傅传假的道理的人呢，我们要躲开他，而且这个躲开是一个命令。
If the word people refers to all the sinners in the world, that would mean that we would have to avoid everyone in the world, and it will be impossible to share the gospel with anyone. Therefore, we know that the people here refers to false teachers, those who claim to be Christians but are not. And to avoid such people is actually a command.
而且特别第八节你注意看，他说从前亚尼和响比怎样抵挡摩西，这等人也怎样抵挡真理、啊、他们的心地坏了，是在真道上是可弃的。
And verse 8, just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also opposed the truth, men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith.
所以亚尼跟响比是摩西时代的假师傅、假先知，他提起他们，可见他是在指这些人，好像响比、好像这个亚尼这样，这些人呢，抵挡摩西，他抵挡真理，不要跟从他们。
And Jannes and Jambres were false teachers during Moses' time, who opposed Moses and the truth. So just as these two false teachers were used here as examples, the people is referring to false teachers, and we are to avoid such people.
今天有许多人假传假先知讲道理，很多人讲错误的道理，到底我们知道的分辨哪一是真，哪一个是假吗？
Today, there are also many false teachers who are teaching false doctrines. Do we have the discernment to know who is right and who is wrong?
所以在第三章第二节那边就提到，这些人是专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义等等，这些是他的特征。
And the distinct features of this false teachers is in verse 2. They will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to parents.
所以这些人呢，这些假师傅呢，你要怎么认出来？这些特征你认出来，有这些特征你就认出他是假先知、假师傅。
So how do we discern false teachers and false prophets if they display such distinct features as in verse 2 and 3, we know that they are false teachers.
我们看到今天新加坡也是这样，在韩国也是这样，在中国也是这样，在美国也是这样，有很多假先知传假的道理，我们要懂得怎么样分辨，因为这个是极其危险的事情。
And today in Singapore, in South Korea, in China, in USA, we find all these false teachers and their ways are extremely dangerous.
所以保罗告诉提摩太，这个是一个命令，你一定要躲开他们。
And Paul commands Timothy that you must avoid them.
好了，一直躲开，这样这个也不是办法，一直负面的教导，这样正面是什么？正面是跟随我。
And that avoiding is actually teaching from the negative perspective, and we cannot just keep avoiding. So what's the positive thing to do? And the positive thing to do is follow my teaching.
而且这边的意思的原文的意思，他已经跟从我了，继续跟从我。
And in the original language, this is actually something that has come to pass. You have followed and continue following.
所以这个跟从我，服从了我的教训，或者是跟随了我，这个字呢是指以前的老师跟学生，学生跟着老师，跟着一起他生活，跟着他一起出门，跟着他一起去教导，这是跟随的意思。
And the word follow here is used in the context of a teacher-student relationship in the past, where the student will follow the teacher wherever he goes, and whatever that he does.
而且这边呢有一个意思呢，在古希腊的这个做法呢，不但是在精神上跟随他，不但是在属灵上跟随他，是实际上跟着他走。
And in ancient Greece, this is not just following the person's teaching, but actually follow in the footsteps.
所以我们只把它叫做是导师。
And we can actually call this mentorship.
啊，或者是叫做门徒训练。
Or we can also call this discipleship.
保罗已经在其他的地方讲过，他特别哥林多前书，他说我，所以我求你们效法我，跟随我，看我怎么做，你们就怎么样做。他说我已经打发提摩太去你那里，他知道我在基督里怎么样行，在各处怎么样教导人，你们也照样做。
And in a similar note, 1 Corinthians 4:16, Paul wrote, I urge you then, be imitators of me. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church.
所以这里提到导师的观念。
And this is the concept of mentorship.
你看到他这里，他说他，你要跟随我的教训，跟随我的品行，跟随我的志向，跟随我的信心，跟随我的宽容，跟随我的爱心，跟随我的忍耐。你看各方各面，他的整个人跟着他走，所以这个是导师 的这个教导。
Every verse 10 again, follow my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness. This is every aspect of the Paul's life, and this is really following a mentor.
不但是我提到这个导师这个观念，其实你看十四节他说，但是你所学习的，那个学习这个字 learn 就是指学徒或者是门徒的意思。
And in verse 14, continue in what you have learned. And the word learned, of course, is referring to a student, and more, actually, a disciple.
所以你跟随怎么样的人非常的重要。
And it is therefore important what kind of person you follow.
啊，很多时候我们当中有很多人刚刚做妈妈的。
And in our midst are many young, new mothers.
当孩子出事的时候，你不知道怎么样照顾孩子，他一哭，或者他发烧，或者他突然间哽到他的喉咙，不知道怎么办，大家都会惊慌。
And when a child is young and the child is sick, or how do we go about taking care of the child, or what happens when the child choke or have a fever?And many new mothers do not know what to do.
所以我常常鼓励那些刚刚有孩子的这个妈妈，跟随那些已经有很多孩子的，他知道，一看就知道，他只要跟着他做，就不用这么怕。
And I often encourage the new mothers to follow the mothers who have experience, because they have a number of children, and to follow them so that they will not be at a loss of what to do.
啊，有一次我看到一个孩子呢，他突然间哽到，他 choke， 他完全不能够呼吸，妈妈惊慌失措，不知道怎么办。那些很有经验的妈妈，两下子把他搞定。
And there was once I witnessed a child choking, and the mother knew not what to do, but the experienced mother came and quickly took over and got it done in just a few movements.
你在书里面学不到这些功课的。
You cannot learn all these lessons.
你不需要有一个导师，有一个模范，哦，你这样三两下子就可以了，很快我就学会了。
You must have a mentor, some example to follow, so that you will learn quickly.
当我们当中也有一些人在军队里面，在服兵役。
And we have also people serving in the army.
啊，当你出去的时候，你不知道要怎么样做，但是你有上司告诉你，你进去的时候你要这样做，他是模范示范给你去跟随。
And when you are out in the battlefield, you might not know what to do, but your superior will give you instructions of what to do, and you must obey and follow.
这个是非常重要的，你不是从书上看，你看他怎么做，你就知道怎么做。
This is important, and you cannot learn this in the books. You will learn it by looking and imitating.
我们当中有很多人出国旅行。
And in our midst, we also have people who travel.
啊，我们出国，但是你没有到过的地方，通常你就去跟着一个旅行团，然后一个导游带你去，他知道什么地方可以去，什么地方不可以去，什么地方应该做什么，他很清楚，你跟着他做就没事。
And if you are there for the first time, you do not know where to go. Usually people will follow a tour group with a tour guide, and the tour guide will bring you to places. And what places you cannot go, you just do whatever that the tour guide tells you.
所以有一个导师非常好，他会带领你怎么样，圣经怎么讲，他你是怎么样做，你按照他从圣经领受的，跟他一起读经，然后他告诉你怎么样过这样的生活，就是保罗告诉提摩太怎么样过。
And in a similar fashion, spiritual mentor is someone who will lead you and show you how you should read the Bible and to read the Bible together with you and to explain it to you, just like what Paul is doing here.
所以导师非常重要。
So mentorship is important.
但是如果你跟错了一个错误的导师，你就很麻烦了。
But you will be in big trouble if you follow the wrong mentor.
国家也是这样。
So it is with a country.
啊，我们看到这我们周围的国家都有很多大选。
And we see that there are a lot of elections in the nations around us.
台湾已经变了颜色，现在是青色了嘛，是吗？
And Taiwan has changed color. Now it's green.
啊，所以我们不知道好不好，到时候你就知道。如果是好，我们就看到这个他们国家就兴盛；如果不好的话，整个国家就败坏下去。
And we do not know whether this new leader will cause the country to be going in a good or a bad direction. But if it prospers, we know it's good. If it is bad, then the country will be doomed.
所以选择一个领袖非常的重要。
It is important to choose the right leader.
啊，从历史当中我们看到很多这样的功课。
And in history, we find many such lessons.
我们发现在德国这个希特勒的时代呢，他们希特勒中选成为这个一个国家的领袖之后呢，结果他杀了500万的犹太人。
And we know that when Hitler became the leader in Germany, he actually murdered 5 million Jews.
但是很多人讲500万，但是忘记了当时候呢，除了500万之后呢，还有接近2000万的人也因为他而死。
And the people focus only on 5 million Jews, but they forgot about the 20 million people who died because of him.
在希特勒的统治下，有上千万的人死在他的手下。
When Hitler was ruler, there were more than 10 million people who died because of his rule.
所以你会在选做一个错的领袖，结果他不但使到德国出现这么大的问题，甚至全世界都因着他出现了极大的混乱。
And when there was a wrong leader was elected, not only was Germany affected, but the entire world was engaged in war.
或许你们不知道。
Maybe you do not know.
在50年代、60年代的时候呢，新加坡曾经新加坡的领袖说过一句话，他说：“我们新加坡要学菲律宾这样。”
In the 50s and the 60s.The leaders of Singapore then leaders of Singapore actually said we ought to learn from the Philippines.
你知道菲律宾在50年代、60年代是最在这个东南亚是最兴盛的国家。
In the 50s and the 60s, the Philippines was the most prosperous nation in Southeast Asia.
但是他们选了一个马可斯总统。
But they elected Marcos as their president.
这个马可斯总统来的时候呢，他把整个国家都弄到垮台，甚至呢，他欠这个整个国家欠这个美国属于 30 billion 是什么？30亿。
And under his rule, because they elected him as president, he caused the nation to go downhill to the extent that they were indebted to USA for $30 billion.
你选错领袖呢，你会把这个国家摧毁。
A wrong leader will cause the destruction of a nation.
我们现在看我们周围有一个领袖，你很注意，到底这个人会把这个国家带去哪里？
And as we look around, this leader now of this nation you are familiar with, we do not know in what direction he will lead the nation.
属灵上面也是一样。
And spiritually, it is the same.
如果你跟错一个错误的领导者呢，你的灵性呢？会遭殃，而且圣经很清楚的警告不可以这样做。
If you follow a wrong spiritual leader, you will actually be headed to destruction, and the Bible is full of warnings.
1978年有一个领袖在美国叫做 Jim Jones。
In 1978, there was a spiritual leader in the United States known as Jim Jones.
他的信徒跟着他，结果呢，接近有一万人，接近有一千人，对不起，接近有一千人呢，跟着他一起自杀，在1978年。
In 1978, his followers actually followed him, and 1,000 of them committed suicide together.
你看到吗？你跟着一个错误的领袖，结果呢？你不但毁掉你自己的生命，你孩子的生命，你的家庭，甚至你永恒的生命，都毁在他的手里。
And following the wrong leader will bring destruction not only to you, but to your family and children, and even your eternal life will be in ruin.
同样的，1993年呢，在德州，美国的德州呢，也出现这个人叫做 David Koresh， 他呢，因为他的缘故呢，有接近79个人死在这个枪弹的这个这弹子的手中。
And in 1993, there's this guy in Texas, United States, called David Koresh, and because of his leadership.More than 79 people died in a gun battle.
所以非常危险，你跟错一个人呢，你的生命摧毁，甚至你的永远的生命、永恒的生命都会被他手撕，都会被摧毁。
And therefore, if you follow the wrong spiritual leader, not only will your physical life be gone, your eternal life will also be destroyed.
所以主耶稣告诉我们要防备假先知。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus told us to beware of false prophets.
他们穿着羊皮，但是里面那是残暴的狼。
They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves.
所以主耶稣说，这些人呢，有很多人冒着我的名字来，他说他是基督，其实他是不是真的基督派来的。
And Jesus said, many people will come in my name, saying I am the Christ, but they are not.
所以今天很多人自称是基督徒，你以为他真的基督，其实他完全不是。
So today, many people claim to be Christians, and you think they are, but in reality, they aren't.
所以你看到有一些牧师被滥用公款，你第一你爱钱，第二你还用别人的钱，这种的情况下呢，你称为自称基督徒呢？我说圣经里面很清楚，叫我们不要贪爱钱财，你还滥用公款，这个就很怀疑，让我们心里有一个问号。
So there are some so-called pastors who loves money and misuse church funds and is convicted for that. And not only do they love money, but they also use other people's money. And the warnings from the Bible will cause us to raise question marks against such characters.
所以主耶稣告诉我们要谨慎，免得入了迷惑。
So Jesus told us that.See to it, no one leads you astray.
而且呢，将来有很多人都受迷惑。
And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray.
我们走的是窄路，我们不要说人多就是对。
We are walking on the narrow path. Do not think that it is the correct path as long as the majority goes there.
保罗也警告我们说，就算是这个撒旦魔鬼也会装作光明的天使。
And Paul tells us that even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light.
所以呢，我们要很清楚来分辨，到底你跟的是谁。
So we must clearly discern who we are following.
所以在这里呢，我们看到导师的重要。
So we see the importance here of following spiritual mentors.
我们跟大家一起分享着这个提摩太前书，提摩太后书第三章，他来讲到说，他说末世有危险的日子，有很多假先知、假师傅来的时候呢，你们要小心。
And we already said from chapter 3 verse 1 that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, and we must beware and be careful of false teachers.
他说不要跟从他们，要躲开他们。
Do not follow them, avoid them.
但是这样要逃避他们，要躲开他们，叫我们要做什么呢？保罗说，你要跟从我，你已经跟从我了，要继续跟从我。
So other than avoiding them, what else shall we do? We are to follow. Paul says, you have followed my teaching, continue to follow.
所以你看到保罗，他说怎么样解决这个假先知、假道理呢？他说跟随我。
So Paul is teaching them how to prevent apostasy, and the solution is to follow me.
我们常常听到很多人说，不要跟人，只要跟神。
We have heard many people say, do not follow men, just follow God.
我要告诉你，这个道理呢是人讲的，不是神讲的。因为保罗很清楚讲，你要跟从我。
Let me tell you, such a teaching comes from men, not from God.
你要知道，神在拯救我们之后呢，把我们放进教会，而且他安立自己的牧师，他要你跟随牧师，跟随教会的领导，这个是神的设计。你说我不用，我自己读圣经就行了，你比神还厉害。
And God, after saving us, places us into the church where he has appointed pastors and spiritual leaders for us to follow. But some people say, no, I'm not going to follow men, I will just read my own Bible. What you are claiming is that you are better than God.
很多人以为说，哎呀，我不跟从人，我只跟从神，这个听起来非常属灵。
And when people say, I do not follow men, but I follow God, it sounds very spiritual.
很多人说，你只要跟随圣经，不要跟我，其实呢，这个做法呢，请问你跟随圣经不要跟从我容易呢，还是你必须要跟从我，像我跟从基督容易？你说。
And think about it. Is it easier to say follow the Bible, don't follow me, or to say follow me as I follow Christ? Which is easier?
保罗就是这样说，他说你要跟从我，好像我跟从基督，我做你的导师，我怎么样跟基督，你就跟从我。这个责任非常的大。但是呢，它使我们更加的严谨跟随耶稣基督的脚踪。
And Paul himself wrote, "Be imitators of me as I imitate Christ." So this is a heavy puts a heavy responsibility on the person because it means that he must follow Christ properly in order to lead others.
所以我们讲这个导师的重要，这个是神的设计，这个我们必须要顺从神的计划。
And therefore, we talk about the importance of spiritual mentors because this is God's design and we are to obey God's will.
所以你回去看第十节。
Let's return to verse 10.
他说，但你要服从，但你已经服从了我的教训，还有我的品德，还有我的志向，还有我的信心，我的宽容，我的爱心，我的忍耐，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难，我所忍受的是何等的逼迫。但这一切的苦难中，主把我拯救出来。
You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my faith, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet from them all the Lord rescued me.
所以你会发现到这里呢，他把保罗的一生，他的整个生命都彰显出来，给提摩太看，你要跟随我，像我跟随基督，整个生命都是透明的。
So Paul's life is transparent, and he has showed his life fully to Timothy for him to follow.
所以我们看到我的教训、我的品德、我的志向呢，其实是指到他个人的侍奉。
And when Paul says my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, that's referring to his personal ministry duties.
保罗的教训呢，就是从圣经来的。
His teaching comes from the Bible.
好了，交给这个提摩太。
And he entrusted that to Timothy.
他说，提摩太，你必须要跟着我的教训行。
And he told Timothy, follow my teaching.
还有他的品行，他的行为。
And my conduct.
是他的一生的这个 behavior, 他的方向。
That refers to his behavior in his life.
还有他的志向，就是他的目标，他的人生的这个侍奉的方向。
My aim in life refers to Paul's goal as he served.
不单是这样呢，还有个人的品德，他的个性，他的在众人面前的这个行为准则。
And not only his ministry duties, but also his personal virtues.
就好像信心、宽容跟爱心。
Just like faith, patience, and love.
所以他这个人呢，你要跟一个人，你要知道他的人是怎么样的人，所以你值不值得跟，你不要讲一套做一套。
If you want to follow someone, you must know him inside out to see whether he is worth following. He shouldn't be a person who does not practice what he preach.
所以今天很多人喜欢听这个网际网络上面的那些很出名的牧师讲道，我告诉你，这些人可以讲得很好，你根本不认识他人，他到底行为怎么样，你完全不知道。
Today, many people like to go online and listen to sermons, and many of these preachers, they can preach wonderful sermons, But you do not know them personally, and you do not know what their lives are like.
我们需要更进一步知道，不但他讲道讲得很好，他内容是属于圣经，他的生命里面有没有把这个圣经活出来，这个是比 这一切都更重要。
Not only should we check their content, to see whether it agrees with Scripture or not, but we should also go further to check their lives and see whether they practice what they preach.
所以保罗说，你要效法我，你看我怎么样行，看我怎么样生活，看我怎么样处理事情，你跟着我做。
Therefore, Paul said, "Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. Do what I do."
请问你敢不敢这样对另外一个弟兄或者姐妹这样说？
And I want to ask, do you dare to say this to another brother or sister?
啊，你或许我说我不敢。
Maybe you say I dare not.
但是我告诉你必须。
But I tell you, you must.
因为你第一件事情要把自己先知道圣经怎么做，先行出来，然后叫弟兄你跟着我做。这个就是门徒训练。所以主耶稣告诉我们，你要去使万民做我的门徒，就是这个意思。
And it is actually something you ought to do to show other people how you live your spiritual life. Before you do that, you must know your Bible very well. And this is exactly what Paul is talking about when he refers to discipleship.
所以当我们讲说，哎呀，这个压力太大了，我承受不住。
And we might say, oh, that is too big a pressure. I cannot bear it.
但是我告诉你，这个压力对你好。
But let me tell you, this is good pressure.
啊，因为你因为这样呢，你更加谨慎自己的生活。
Because of this, you are more careful with your life.
你要学保罗这样，你该效法我。像我效法基督一样。
You should learn from Paul and say to others, be imitators of me as I am of Christ.
保罗不但给这个提摩太看见他的侍奉，看见他的品格。
Not only does Paul show Timothy his personal ministry duties and his personal virtues.
你要看一个人的品格呢，最终最容易看就是他遇到苦难、遇到考验的时候他的反应。
If you want to know a person,What you should do is to see what is his response when he undergoes personal suffering.
他碰到苦难考验的时候，他坚持这个人是真的。
When faced with sufferings and he perseveres, then this man is real.
我跟大家讲过这个故事很多次，我再提一次。
I've told you this story many times. Let me just tell you this again.
但是我因为我很受这个姐妹感动。
Because I am very touched by this sister.
这个老姐妹她已经中了，她已经是身患癌症要死了，整个脸整个都插满了管子。但是你看她，我问她你怕不怕？你知道自己要死了要去哪里吗？因为医生说很快就走了。她说我知道，而且我已经安排好了，而且我很喜乐，还得她的，我去那边安慰她，结果是被她来安慰。
And I met this old sister in Christ who is suffering from terminal stage cancer. She has a very short time to live with hoses going through her mouth and noses. And I asked her, are you afraid? And she said, no, I am very clear of, and I have already done all these arrangements. So I intended to go and comfort her, but in the end, she ended up encouraging me.
她完全不怕死，而且她知道她要去哪里，而且她满心快乐，而且很信心说主耶稣要来了。
And not only is she not afraid of death, she is very clear where she is going, and she's full of joy knowing that the Lord Jesus is coming.
我看着她，我看她的信心，我说这个耶稣真的是真的有这个意思。你看她这么喜乐，她这么勇敢，她这么充满信心，我要走了，我要到那里去了。你看着他，你说我要信主。
I looked at this person and I say that this person is real and the God that she believes Jesus is real because she is so full of joy and hope and I say I want to believe in this same God.
保罗遇到苦难的时候，他坚持他的信仰，你知道他所信的是真的，不会因为信仰苦难来他就放弃，他就逃跑。
When Paul underwent sufferings, he persevered, and therefore we know that this faith is real. He did not waver simply because of sufferings.
你看十二节
，Look at verse 12.
他说：“不但是我受苦，一切凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
”Verse 12. Not just I, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus.Will be persecuted.
如果你不是信徒，你读这段圣经啊，叫我来信做什么？信了还要受苦，我才不信。 但是你要知道，我们为什么信？因为我们知道是永恒的生命，不是今天的生命。
If you are not a believer, when you read this verse, you wouldn't want to become a believer because becoming a believer means that you will be suffering. So the people will not want to do that unless it is real. Because I know that this life is temporal, that is eternal life.
所以今天有很多剧情的教会，大教会说，你们要信主，一定成功，一定享受，一定会，神会赐你一切所有的丰富在这今世上。但是保罗说，凡立志在耶稣基督里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。你看，跟他们讲的完全相反。意思是说，我们不要珍惜这个世界目前的享受，我们要的是永恒永远的生命。
Today, many mega churches promise people who believe that God will grant them earthly success, God will give them what they want, God will give them health and wealth. And this is not what Paul says. Paul says all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. We must not place our hopes in this life.
是的，有时候我们有困难，我们祷告神会倾听，他会帮助我们。但是我们更大的希望是在天上。是在永恒里面，不是在今生。
Yes, indeed. Sometimes we are faced with difficulties and we pray to God and God graciously removes these difficulties. But nevertheless, our life, our hope is not in this life on this earth, but our hope is in eternal life in heaven.
因为不管你怎么样医治，不管你有多少钱，你还是要死。
Because no matter how much healing you receive and how much wealth you get,You will one day die.
除非这些神力告诉我，我帮你，你可以不死。我从来没有见过一个这样的人。
Unless all these faith healers were to tell me, I can help you not to die, but I have never met anyone who claims that.
所以我们知道主耶稣给我们的救恩是最好的，是在永生永恒的生命里面。
And therefore we know that the life that Jesus gives to us is the best. That is eternal life.
所以我们坚持忍受痛苦，忍受逼迫。
That's why we persevere in persecutions and suffering.
而且呢，他说第十三节说，这样呢，作恶的和迷惑人的越久越恶，而且欺哄人也被人欺哄。
And verse 13, evil people and impostors will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived.
所以意思说，这个东西呢，这个环境呢，越来越糟糕。
In other words, the environment will just get worse.
所以这个环境越来越糟糕，你要跟随我坚持到底。
But when everything gets worse, you have followed me and you must persevere.
你看第十四节。
Look at verse 14.
当你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里 ，continue to follow me.
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed.
所以这边就是说，你看这个越来越糟糕，但是你必须要像我一样，我做你的导师，我做你的模范，我做你的这个样式，让你跟着我走。
Even things go from bad to worse, but I, Paul is saying, I am your mentor. I am showing you how to persevere. Follow my footsteps.
所以弟兄姐妹，有一个导师是非常好的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it is good to have a mentor.
啊，有时候你在走人生的道路当中，有时候你看不到前面那些老前辈告诉你啊，小心这个走，你这样走下去会糟糕的。啊，这个走这个很好，他给你很多意见，带领你走属灵的道路更加是好。
In your journey of life, there are things that you do not foresee, and there are people who have gone that path before. The older and the more mature, they tell you, be careful of this way. This way is dangerous.Take this way instead. This way is safe. So they give us lots of teachings and guidance which we ought to follow.
所以我们要问你，你有没有一个导师？你有没有找一个比较年长的，在属灵上面他对圣经很熟悉的来带领你，来看顾你，来帮助你？
So I want to ask you, do you have such a spiritual mentor, someone who is older and more mature in the faith and know the Bible more than you?To help you, do you have such a person?
所以我们看到属灵导师的重要。
So we see the importance of spiritual mentors.
第二呢，我们也看到属灵传统的重要。
Secondly, we also see the importance of spiritual heritage.
是的，以前我过去呢，我常常被人告诉我说，不要跟随传统，我们只要圣经就好了。
And in the past, people have told me, do not follow tradition, we just need the Bible.
但是你看到圣经里面也是有这么讲。
But if you look at the Bible says that.
哥林多前书11章2节，他说：“我称赞你们，因你们凡事纪念我，又坚守我所传给你们的。”
In 1 Corinthians 11:2, Paul wrote, "Now I commend you because you remember me in everything and maintain the traditions even as I delivered them to you."
你看华文圣经说这里没有讲到传统吗？
And you might say this is in the Chinese it doesn't say traditions.
但是呢，在英文里面有讲。
But in the English it does.
而且呢，这个 paradoxy 就是指这个字呢，华文圣经没有翻译出来。他一说你要坚持我传给你那个传统那个 tradition， 你要跟随这个去做。
The original Greek word is paradosis, which is translated as traditions. Maintain or follow these traditions.
不单是十一章，哥林多前书十一章第二节，这个提摩太后书2章15节也是这么讲。他说：“所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳。凡我所教训的，不拘是我口传的，还是信上写的，都要坚持，坚守。”
Similarly, in 2 Thessalonians 2:15, Paul wrote, "So then, brothers." Stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us.
可惜的是，华文圣经也是没有翻译出来，英文圣经已经翻译出来，同样的希腊字又再出现。
It is a pity that in the Chinese it is not translated properly again.
是的，我们是应该有属灵的传统。
Yes, we ought to have spiritual traditions.
是的，圣经曾经，主耶稣曾经说，你们跟随人的传统，你没有跟随神的教训。圣经的确讲说不要跟人的传统，但是圣经也告诉我们，保罗把一正确属灵的传统也给我们。
Yes, indeed, Jesus said that he rebuked the Jews for following the traditions of men and rejecting the word of God. Yes, we shouldn't be following the traditions of men. Paul delivered to us the traditions according to the word of God.
特别提摩太后书第一章十五节讲到提摩太的时候，他说提摩太怎么样会有这个信心呢？是先从他的外祖母罗伊，还有他的母亲尤尼基心里，现在传到提摩太的心里，这个是属灵的传统。
And Timothy himself has a spiritual heritage because Paul wrote that he was reminded of Timothy's sincere faith.A faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well.
我不知道我们当中有多少个这个尤尼罗伊，还有多少的尤尼基。
I do not know in our midst how many Louises and how many Eunices there are.
我知道有人有这个名字的。
I know someone named Eunice here.
你就要把这个很优良的传统传给你的孩子，把他们能够传承下去。
You ought.To pass on this tradition, this good tradition, to your children so that they can pass it down.
特别是这里提到第十五节，他说：“你知道，你从小从 baby 从婴孩，你已经学习了，所以我们从小就教导孩子，让他懂得这个属灵，我们传承我们的圣经，把它传承下去。”
And verse 15, how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings. So it is important for us to teach our young children the Bible.
所以圣经里面箴言22:6说，教养孩童使他当行的路，就是到老也不偏离。
Therefore in Proverbs 22:6 it tells us to train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
我们当中有很多年轻的夫妇有这个刚刚有孩子。
And in our midst are many young couples with young children.
这个就是我们主给我们的责任，我们必须要教养孩童，使到他到老都不偏离。
This is the responsibility that God has given to us, that we are to train our children in the way he should go, therefore they will not depart from it.
这个教养呢是一个很重要的工作，而且是一个24小时的工作。
This training is important and it is 24/7.
箴言29:15说，杖打和责备能加增智慧，放纵儿女的使母亲羞愧。
Proverbs 29:15 says, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother.
放纵，其实英文圣经翻译的，让他独自生活的，让他自己喜欢什么就什么的，这些呢给母亲带来羞愧。
A child left to himself means that he can do whatever that he pleases. Such a child will bring shame to his mother.
我很注意这句话，他说 left to himself, 所以我们的 children can never be left to himself. 所以我们要常常注意，常常看住弟兄姐妹，只要一个 mistake， 一个错误，如果你的窗花没有，你的屋子没有窗花，那个你的这个安全设备不清楚，一个小小的错误，它爬出去掉下来就没有了。所以我们要很小心，一个错误都不可以，这种大错误、危险的错误都不可以犯。
And therefore, when I pay special attention to this verse here, a child left to himself, and it is so important that we must supervise the children all the time. We cannot afford to make even a single mistake. Sometimes certain people, they do not have railings in their windows, and they leave the child just for a single moment, and the child actually falls to his or her death. This does not allow even a single mistake.
所以我们不让孩子有独自，让他可以随便的去按自己的喜好去做，因为有些喜好是不行的，很危险的。所以我们一定要24小时盯准他。
Therefore, we watch our children 24/7, and we do not leave the child for a moment to himself because there are some things that are dangerous and ought not to be done.
所以有很多人说，哎呀，我们的孩子不管他，只交给他的佣人看，你知道吗？你交给佣人看出来，你的孩子为什么像佣人？这个很明显的嘛。
And some people say, oh, we don't bother about our children, we just leave him or her to the maid. And in the end, the children behave just like the maid does, and the reason is obvious.
所以你，我们要常常看住他，要20小时盯住他，让他能够在主的旨意中成长。
So we must watch our children 24/7 so that they will actually grow up in the will of God.
特别在箴言13:24也讲得很清楚，不忍用杖的是恨恶他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。
And especially Proverbs 13:24, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him.
所以你看到随时这个字跟英文圣经 diligent 好像有一点差别哈。
And the Chinese says be on hand to discipline, whereas in English it says diligent.
其实这个希腊这个希伯来文很特别，这个字有可以解释说提早管教，就是很小的时候就要开始管教了，不要等到他长大才管教。
And in the Hebrew, the word is very special. It carries the nuance of actually be able to foresee such things happening and be ready and early in your discipline.
但是华文圣经翻译随时是任何时刻24小时都要管教他，就是时刻刻都要管教。
And the Chinese translate it as all the time.
但是英文圣经翻译成 diligent 就是很努力的去管教。
But the English says be diligent or work hard to discipline.
所以，但是这个给我们看到这个字非常丰富，一说你要提早，要随时，要很努力，很迫切的去看住它。
So this word actually carries all those things that we talk about. You must anticipate, you must do it all the time, and you must be working hard at doing that.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为箴言19:18说，趁有指望，管教你的孩子，意思说有一个时候到，这个指望就没有了。
Because Proverbs 19:18 says, discipline your son while there is hope. In other words, there might come a time when all hope is lost.
有时候你看到一些孩子在报纸上面，孩子为什么会变成这样呢？他不趁早，他不随时管教，他已经没有希望了。
And we see some children committing all kinds of acts and end up on the front page of the newspaper. Why did the child become like that? Because they were not disciplined in time.
我们还有很多要讲有关这个管教孩子，父母应该有怎么样的责任。
We have lots to say about disciplining children and the responsibilities of parenting.
但是我们不可能在这里每一个都讲。
But we cannot possibly say everything now.
我们只能讲在以弗所书6:4说，你要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
We can only summarize and say that Ephesians 6:4 also tells us to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
特别是提摩太是从小就明白圣经。
And Timothy.Understood or have been acquainted with the sacred writings from childhood.
他从小就明白，所以他能够抵挡这个假先知、假道理。他知道这个不是他所学习的。
And because he understood the scriptures from a young age, therefore he can go against the false teachers and know their error.
特别是在这里呢，你看到圣经里面讲，他说你知道跟谁学。
And in 2 Timothy, it also says you know whom, from whom you learn it.
意思说，他跟他的祖母，还有跟他的母亲，还有根据保罗，他从他们的生命中知道他们是这样活的，所以他很清楚这个是实在的，不是虚构的。
And he has learned it from his grandmother Louis and his mother Eunice and from his mentor Paul. He knows them personally and their lives and how they live it out, and he knows that it is real.
所以我们要注意到这个属灵的传统。
So we must take note of the importance of spiritual heritage.
但是最后更重要的就是你要对于属灵话语的重要，就是你要更加很清楚的知道圣经里的话语。你怎么知道呢？其实已经有你的祖母，还有你的母亲，还有牧师、教师教你，但是你自己也必须要清清楚楚要读。
And lastly, and one of the most important things to note is the importance of spiritual writings or the Bible. Not only do you listen to your grandmother and your mother and the pastor, but you yourself must actually know the Bible well.
所以你看到属灵话语的重要，就是圣经的重要。
And we see the importance of spiritual writings or the Bible.
我们在这个讲台已经讲了很多遍，所以我很快的讲，稍微提一提。
And we have already said this many times from the pulpit, so I will just go through this quickly.
这个加拉太书的讲到说，无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传的不同，他就应当备受咒诅。
Galatians 1:8, Paul wrote, even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed.
所以你看到吗？你要知道什么是假的，你只要跟圣经比较，跟圣经不同就是假的。
If we want to know what is the wrong teaching, we just need to compare it with the Bible. If it is different, then it is wrong.
保罗又再说一次，我已经说了，现在又说，如果有人传福音给你们与我们所领受的不同，就应当被受咒诅，这个是很严重的一个错误。
And then Paul repeats in the next verse, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive, let him be accursed. These are very strong words.
约翰二书里面也提到说，凡越过基督的教训不长守的，就没有神，长守的就有父又有子。
Second John 1:9, everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son.
所以我们圣经是我们的准则，我们讲圣经所讲的，不超过也不减少，一点一划都不出去。
So the Bible is our standard. We will preach whatever that the Bible says, and we will not add anything nor take anything away from it.
我们也知道圣经呢，就是主让使徒们把它写下来，所以早期教会呢就恒心持守使徒的教训。
And we know that God inspired the apostles to write the New Testament. Therefore, the first century church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
因为主耶这个保罗在提弗所书二章二十节讲到说，我们呢信徒呢被建造，就是被建在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督做我们的房角石。
And Ephesians 2:20, Paul wrote that Christians are actually built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
提摩太后书一章十三节也讲到说，你从我听到那个纯正话语的规模，这个就是这个规模呢，我已经交托给你这个善道，要好好的守着。
And Paul also wrote to Timothy in the earlier chapter, follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me.Guard the good deposit entrusted to you.
所以你回来看你的圣经。
So come back and read your Bible.
所以圣经里面，特别是提摩太，我们今天的经文里面，他讲到说，你这个圣经呢，可以使你有得救的智慧。
And we see that this Bible, as we have read in the verse, in the passage today, it is able to make you wise for salvation.
所以你看到这里，他还讲这个圣经呢。可以使你有得救的智慧，就在第十五节，而且第十六节说，圣经都是神所默示的，是说神的口里面出来的，教与教训度者，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益处的。
In verse 15, the sacred writings are able to make you wise for salvation. Verse 16, all scripture is breathed out by God, in other words, inspired by God and through his own mouth, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work.
所以这边讲到圣经的四个用途,
there are four uses here of the Bible.
它可以用来教导,
for teaching,
可以用来这个指正是错误,
and to point out error, that's what reproof means.
然后使人归正, 知道应该做什么,
for correction, in other words, what is the right thing to do?
然后呢, 可以用来做学艺, 操练他成为义,
and for training in righteousness.
你这个四个用途来用了之后呢, 它可以使一个信徒呢, 成为什么呢? 叫属神的人得以完全。
If you do all these four things with scripture, then the man of God may be competent.
在这个假先知假道理错误的道理这个普及的时候呢, 你要坚持神的话, 你就可以圣洁, 你就可以完整, 完全成熟。
And if in the midst of all the false teachings perpetuated by the false teachers, but you have the scriptures which you use for teaching, reproof, correction, and training, then you will be competent and you will become a man of God. We are in the last days.
因为约翰一书已经讲说，小子们啊，这是如今已经是末世的。约翰讲已经是末世，我们现在更是末世了。And
John himself said, children, it is the last hour. If he said that then, it is even more so now.
所以在这个末世这个假道理假先知非常猖狂的时代呢，我们更加要谨慎。
So as we are in these last days where there are false teachers going from bad to worse, we must be on guard.
所以我们就看到属灵导师的重要。
And we must note the importance of spiritual mentors,
还有属灵传统的重要,
and the importance of spiritual heritage,
还有属灵话语的重要,
and the importance of the spiritual writings.
盼望下个主日呢, 我们更加能够详细地讲这个最后一节, 讲得更加清楚。
And I hope that in the next Lord's Day, I can explain the last two verses in greater depth.
就是圣经是神所默示的，以教训、督责使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益处的。
All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
让我们做一个同心的祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, your word is breathed out by you, inspired by you. Help us, Lord, that we will be diligent to read and study your word. And indeed, Lord, we have many of us have already passed our childhood, and but let us not be discouraged, but may we start from whichever position that you have called us, and from this moment on to make ourselves well acquainted with your word. In Jesus' name, Amen.